The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
If Herbert Jones isn't in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year, I'm going to start a riot. I'm Ryan Jado. This is Believe Pelicans Podcast.
What a win. Guys, no Brandon Ingram, no Zion Williamson, no Jose Alvarado, no Trey Murphy, no Najee Marshall, and we still win? Dominate even. Why? Matt Ryan? Was I wrong about Matt Ryan? I guess so. Because now I want him on the team and not just on a two-way. I want him here all season. Hey, I mean, maybe even next year. Who knows? At this point, I'm eating so much metaphorical crow for all the things that I've been getting wrong that I think the crows are going to start attacking me. Jonas Valanciunas looked like he was playing in the homeland last night. The guy was everywhere. Now, does he have his defensive lapses? Sure. But using him in very strategic situations, chef's kiss. Mwah. Willie. Willie is putting on a coaching masterclass lately. I think the stat is still 14 games that CJ, Zion, and Brandon have played together under Willie Green. That's incredible. And we're 4-1, and last night we looked great. I even felt like we were getting good open looks against Golden State. We just weren't knocking them down. So the fact that we were knocking shots down is a good thing. We looked good. I think Matt Ryan came in and gave us great minutes. I think Kyra was looking fantastic, which is something that we've been waiting for. So I'm just over the moon at this point. I mean, the in-season tournament's coming up. I'm even excited for that. I think and I hope Brandon Ingram and Zion are going to play in that fully, which would be great. I'm going to put some money on us winning the whole thing, because if we have those two guys in there and Matt Ryan's resurgence, we have shooting, we have scoring, and we already have one of the best defenses in the league. I did make a promise to myself that I was going to watch every single Pelicans game from start to finish this year, and obviously I do that a lot of the times anyways because I'm insufferable and I love pain, but I am being rewarded for doing that so far this year. The Pelicans came back from 22 down, the fifth largest comeback in franchise history, against OKC on Wednesday. Then the plane has mechanical failure. We don't get to fly out that night. We fly out the next day. The guys get back around 12. They report back to the gym around 4. Get ready for game time around 7. CJ McCollum plays lights out basketball. Some of the best basketball we have ever seen from him in his entire career. He said he is as healthy as he's been in a long time, and he's in the best shape of his entire life. That's something. That's a guy who wants to win. I saw a stat, shout out to Christian Clark for posting this stat, that CJ
has only missed 7 games since becoming a Pelican. That right there, that makes me so happy and so proud, and also so ashamed that I ever said anything bad about Christian James McCollum. And I take it all back. He plays when he's hurt. He plays when he's sick. He plays when his wife is 9 3/4 months pregnant and could deliver. Shout out to you, by the way. Congratulations. Baby number 2 in the McCollum family coming. Congratulations. We love that. Another kid born in New Orleans. You gotta love it. Just like me. Shout out to all these New Orleans kids. But I digress. Back to OKC. Going down 22. Zion's in the building. He's getting stuffed up because guys are jumping into the paint as soon as he drives left, because Lord knows, we know, everybody knows Zion's going to go left. But hey, this is how it started last year. He started slow, 22 points per game. He was kind of sticking to only what he knows. And then he got better in November. And then he became an MVP candidate in December. And then he obviously hurt himself. But I'm staying patient with Zion. Staying patient, Brandon Ingram. Tendonitis, no joke. Just takes about a week or two, sometimes less, and you're okay. So I'm okay with Brandon Ingram taking these 2 games off. Obviously, we could handle it. Obviously, our staff thought we could handle it. Vegas thought we could handle it. With Brandon Ingram and Zion out, Vegas still had us as the, not the underdogs. They had us winning the game by a very comfortable margin. I think it was like minus 220. And I thought there was no way. I thought the guys in Detroit are healthy enough. They're going to come in. They're going to do their thing as a young crew. No, they did not do their thing as a young crew. So very happy with the 2 wins that we produced. I just feel like guys are trusting each other. I feel like Herb Jones is on another planet right now. Last night in the post-game press conference, he talked about how one of the things he improved the most this year was talking on defense, directing traffic out there, telling guys, hey, this is what I'm looking at. This is what you need to be doing. That's invaluable. That is incredible. That just means that you can really just insert any low IQ, high talent player on our team, and Herb's going to be able to tell them what they need to do and what he sees if they're on the court with him. And then having Dyson Daniels come in and back up Herb, who gives you not the same defense, but just some really, 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 I would say, top 25 defender in the league kind of defense on ball. The IQ for passing lanes and things is getting there. But the on-ball defense has always been good from Dyson. Also, the floaters, Dyson, killing it. Dyson Daniels spin move, shout out to the Twitter account. The spin move is still killing it. His 3, he hit the longest, deepest 3-point shot of his entire career last night. Shout out to Dyson for splashing some 3s. I'm just so proud of that kid, and I'm so proud of Kyra, and I'm so proud of all the adversity that we're going through. Shout out to Kaiser Gates. I'm pretty sure that he is gone. I hope he signed somewhere else. We did pick up an ex-Thunder player, Robinson Earl. He can jump in and grab a rebound and slide his feet on defense a little bit. So if we ever need some rebounds or some energy or a little bit of defense, we can throw him in there. He's got a 2-way contract. Shout out to him. But Herbert Jones, man, I just can't stop watching those highlights enough. I mean, he pulled out the classic CP3, Trae Young, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, you name it, rip through foul with Detroit out of fouls. He pulled out Herbert Jones did a rip through. This guy's a defensive player. What's he doing a rip through? And yet, I'm not surprised.
4 blocks, career high in blocks. Absolutely locking down Cade Cunningham. Cade Cunningham loves to shoot that rock. He'll get 30 on 35 shots, but not tonight. He did it. He hit, what, 22, 21 points on 24 shots, something like that. Herb Dyson. Way to lock him down. Way to lock him up. Love it. So much talent and value as well with Larry Nance Jr. coming in, being a force, directing traffic out there. I love what Larry and Herb at an IQ level bring to our team. Just so impressed all around that win. That was one of the most, you know, it reminds me last year when we beat Dallas with Zion and Brandon Ingram out as well. That's what it reminds me of. And I just love these kind of wins where guys just show that they can do it, that they can be built for something like this. It's so fun to watch. The crowd looked like they were having such a great time last night. People got their Brandon Ingram replica jerseys. Love that. The new jerseys, the city edition, the black with the goosebumps, glow in the dark green. Love it. I can't wait to see what our court looks like in person because AI mockups can only go so far. I feel like the court's just going to be rocking in there. I'm just so excited, man. I just feel like this team is different. I tweeted out last night at Ryan Talks Hoops. I tweeted out, I said, this team last year without Brandon and Zion, if we were up 8 and the other team had rallied all the way back from down 20, we would have lost that game. We would have lost composure. And as soon as they cut it to 8, I would have been like, God, this game's over. We're going to lose this game and it's going to be heartbreaking. Like that Houston game. Like so many other games as a Pelicans fan when you sit there and watch. But last night showed me something. That we're not going to just give up. Herb Jones and one. Put us back up to 10. Took the little Brooklyn guy, the little Brooklyn kid. I can't even remember his name right now because all I care about is Herb Jones. Not a great defender. Great shooter. Not a great defender. Put him on skates. Got off balance. Hit the end one. Put us back up 10. The rest is history. Smooth sailing towards the end of that game. I just love it, man. I just loved this team. I love this performance. And I just cannot wait until our next game. I think all the stars are aligning for us to make a very, very deep run, health permitted. And I'm so excited.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Something I want to talk about that I regret is telling everyone that Herb Jones is going to be making 2 threes per game. He only shot one last night. And the game before, he went 1 for 8. The game before that, he went 0 for 8. So I don't really know what's going to happen with the Herb Jones make 2 threes. You can ride the train with me because I'm going to put money on it every single game. And I still believe, that it's going to pay off in the long run. He's in a little bit of a slump after an amazing preseason and a really great first 2 games. But shooters shoot, and Herb Jones is a shooter. And with Brandon Ingram and Zion out, I felt like he was going to take more threes, but he just drove to the basket. I love that for him, and I love that for the team. He's somebody I'm keeping my eye on all season. I'm always going to be throwing money on Herb Jones, overs, unders, rebounds, steals, blocks, you name it. I think it's going to be a difference maker in the future. But for now, maybe hold off on the Herb Jones made 2 threes. Okay, I'm sorry. Look, he's in a slump. It happens to everybody. Other than that, though, you can always follow me on Twitter at Brian Talks Hoops for all the bets that I'm placing. I put them out for free. It's not advice. Don't take my advice on gambling or stocks or anything, but that's just what I'm doing. If you want to follow me, you can follow suit if it's legal where you are. Now let's move over to the City Edition uniforms. I talked about them briefly, black and the Goosebumps green. I love them. I love that we are pivoting away from the Mardi Gras theme. I know New Orleans is Mardi Gras for everyone else, but for the people in New Orleans, Mardi Gras is something that happens that we do maybe once every 3-4 years, but it's not something that at least a lot of people I know go all out for every single year. In fact, a lot of people now leave for Mardi Gras because they don't want to deal with the over 10 million people who come to the city to celebrate. Because it's just not fun dealing with tourists. It's not fun dealing with the wait times for all the restaurants. It's not fun. So I'm glad we're pivoting away from that. We're going into a little bit of the skeletal voodoo culture. Love that. We've been wanting a black uniform for so long. And I'm still a believer in the black and gold uniform to shout out the Saints. We're a two-sports city. I feel like the sooner we kind of get involved and buy into that, the better. But hey, I'm not the one making decisions. If I was, things would be a lot different. But hey, what can I say? And finally, we're going to check out what's been happening around the association. It is currently Friday, but last night, we beat the Pistons, the Spurs beat the Suns, the 76ers beat the Raptors, and the Magic thankfully beat the Jazz. Not looking forward to playing the Jazz because they start 3 huge defenders that are just going to pack the paint for Zion, but whatever. Currently in the standings, we are doing very, very well, but the in-season tournament's coming up, so I don't really know. I need to do more research, honestly, about how that's going to impact the standings. I don't think it's going to have any impact, but we're currently sitting 4 or 5 in the West. Things are very preliminary right now. The first 10 games, everyone's just kind of trying to figure things out. So that's okay. I'm happy with where we're at. I'm happy that, one, Memphis is at the very bottom. They are winless still. Very happy about Memphis being winless because when Ja Morant comes back, I do think they are going to be a very good team. Quite frankly, I'm terrified of Victor Wembanyama and playing them 4 times a year. that's going to be four times a year for the next 20 years that we're going to have to face that 7'5" alien of a human. I don't understand it. His movement is so fluid. I don't remember seeing someone that fluid at that size. Weirdly, and you'll get it, if you don't, you don't. But weirdly, like Shaq. Shaq was obviously 350 plus pounds and 7'1", but the way his body moved was like somebody who was 6'2". It looks like a 7'1" guard, except he was 350 pounds and 7'1", obviously. That's what Wemby reminds me of. He can get low with his dribble. He dribbles the ball low. So not only his body is low, but he dribbles low. His shooting form is immaculate. His free throws are great. He can go left. He can go right. But most of the time, he just goes over. It's crazy to watch him play. Terrified of that. The West is stacked, of course. But like I said earlier, Zion's going to get better. He's just knocking the rust off right now. Everything's going to be fine. But I think that's going to do it for me here today. Thank you guys so much for listening. Again, you can find me on Twitter at Ryan Talks Hoops or wherever you find podcasts. I cannot wait to see how the court looks in person on Saturday when it's getting revealed. I'm going to be there trying to get myself a little beanie because they're giving them out for free if you go to the game. Just a heads up. But thank y'all for listening. Video coming soon. I'm painting the wall in the room that I'm using by myself. So it's going to be extreme. It's going to be incredible. I can't wait to start filming and producing more content for everyone to watch and to continue to get this thing to grow. This podcast, this show, whatever you want to call it, is my baby right now. And I'm just learning so much. So thank y'all for coming along the ride with me. And I will see you after the Hawks game on Sunday. The game Saturday. Podcast on Sunday. You know the deal. See y'all later.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.